You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hi. Welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Yes, here it is. The podcast where we sit and have bicker old people marriage conversations. Did I say bicker? We sit here and have bicker? I meant bitter. We bicker like old married people do. Is that right, or are you going to find fault with that as well?
No.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean? Jody,
I'm too tired to bicker.
Yeah. Oh, you're so exhausted. Well, as always, TJ and Jody's house is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. And a lot of things that people don't know about me, you know, there's a big list, but one of the main things is that I love Adirondack chairs. Don't I?
Love them.
I mean, it's a weird kind of thing with me. I think I would rather have a good Adirondack chair in the living room to watch TV than the other chair we have from Sweet Dreams.
That's true.
I love them. So Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress has these Adirondack rockers. So,
oh, you would love it.
Are you kidding me?
Rocking too.
Rocking Adirondack chairs to sit out in the shade. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So they have them in three different colors. Uh-huh. And you know, they're made out of that heavy, good quality stuff that all of Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress products are made of. It's all top quality. Yeah. And whether you're looking for stuff for the bedroom or whether you're looking for stuff for the living room, it matters not. They've got it all. And they're really good people to begin with. When you go in, you're going to be dealing with great people at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. And they have locations all over the Lake Norman area. And they serve the Charlotte and beyond with their delivery service.
Should I put that rocker on my Mother's Day gift list?
No, that would be on the Father's Day gift list.
Oh, well, how about I get one for Mother's Day and you get one for Father's Day? Okay, but mine's going to go on the porch. Yours is going in the living room?
Yeah, because it's too hot outside
okay,
on the porch.
Okay. Mm.
But I love them. Uh-huh. I love them.
Yeah.
All right. So it's Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Go to acetj.com/mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. All right. When we said we were going to start recording the podcast on different days and stuff, we settled upon Sunday, which is what today is. It's Cinco de Mayo. But then, just like everything else, when you settle in on something, sooner or later, you're going to find that it's not great either.
What do you mean, like recording on
Sunday?
Sunday?
Yeah.
I know.
Because every Saturday, at some point, I'll say something about, oh, you know, we got to do that podcast tomorrow. And Jody go, like last night, she goes, do we have to? So here we are. And Jody really, really was dying to be here to talk to you.
I did say, though, was it last week? Because we got busy last weekend. And I said, we need to set a time in the maybe at the end of the week.
Yeah.
That we do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
we didn't.
We didn't set it, but we need to.
So when would it be?
I'm going to say Thursdays in the afternoon.
Okay, and is that because we don't have to get ready to prepare dinner or anything on Thursdays since we...
yeah, maybe.
We usually eat leftovers or something like that.
Yeah, and then it gives most of the week for things to happen for us to talk about.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So maybe Thursdays.
We'll see if that works out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because we stopped doing it on Mondays at the studio because Jody hated that. So then this was a much better situation for a few weeks. She was okay with it. And then after that, she's like,
I'm mean, some days are just, I don't know.
Hard. I'm busy and I'm tired and, you know, all of that.
Sunday is a day of rest.
Mm-hmm. But Friday night, we were watching TV and we were watching a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
And the runner on first base ran to second and slid. And instead of sliding head first, he slid feet first with what's called a pop-up slide.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as your feet hit the bag, you pop up, and then you're ready to run if they overthrow the ball and all that. You know, I know a lot of you listen to the podcast and the Ace and TJ show and all of that because you, you're drawn to the fact that I was such a fantastic athlete growing up. But as a side note, that's the type of slide I prefer when I was playing. I would prefer the pop-up slide to the head-first slide.
Mm-hmm.
So where were we?
Not about you and your baseball, but we were talking about pop-up slides.
Right. And then Jody goes, oh, my God, can you imagine trying to do that at our age? And what did you say? Your grandparents used to say what?
They used to say, so I'd be sitting on the floor with my – like you'd sit on your bottom and then your legs were out to the side. So straight
back.
Like a frog. Like a frog. And they used to say, oh my gosh, enjoy that. Enjoy being able to sit like that and get up. And I remember thinking, but then looking at the pop-up slide, I was like, if I did that, I would not pop up.
So you knew what your grandparents were talking about. When they would say,
yeah,
you're not going to be able to do that forever.
There'll
come a time when you're too old to be able to do that.
Too old. Uh-huh, and we're here.
And you thought that was stupid back then.
I did.
When you were a little kid.
Mm-hmm. I do that even working out. Like, they'll do things. They'll show things with bend, like, you know, your knee. Like a split squat and bend down. And I just sit there and shake my head like, that's not happening, because if I go down, I'm not coming back up.
Because all the younger people in the class can do it.
Yeah.
Right.
So I really feel old.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
I mean, you're a tough old bird, though. I mean, you know.
Tough old bird.
Mm-hmm. But.
So.
I said, well, I could still do it.
Yes, you did.
And I got down on the floor, and I put my knees on the thing, and I threw my feet out beside me, and then I sat right down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Between his rear end and the floor was a gap probably at least 5 inches.
It was comfortable,
and
though,
for me.
And he goes,
I did it. And I go, you are nowhere near sitting on the ground.
Yeah, I was levitating.
And I could not stop laughing.
But you know what made me, I forgot about it, what made me think that I could do that still is because the other day on the regular old Ace and TJ morning show, they challenged me. Riggins didn't think I could do a cartwheel.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, so I did it.
Did you do a full good one?
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to have to ask about that.
Okay, ask him.
Straight up. Mm-hmm. And you did it in there?
In the studio, yeah.
What?
Yeah. So I thought, well, I could still do a cartwheel, and I didn't hurt myself or anything. It was pretty easy for me to do. It's like nothing for me. But this was a different story.
I did it.
Yeah, you did.
And my bottom hit the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
But it did not feel good. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it felt good, though, making fun of me.
Yeah.
You know, you had a pretty good laugh out of that.
So if you're older, try it.
And you know what the bad thing is that we can't demonstrate it for people on the video.
But
I tried it again last night. I still couldn't do it.
No,
it was bad.
Yeah,
but little friend Jenny couldn't do it either.
She is not limber at all to be so tiny.
Of course, I mean she was in those beers too.
Yeah, well, she's still not limber, sober, anything. She's just not. She said it.
Yeah, she's not. She can't even touch her toes from standing straight and bending down and touching her toes.
Mm-mm. And she's that tiny. You'd think she could.
Like she doesn't have far to go.
No. But anyway, try that. Try the frog sit. Don't complain to us, though, if you can't get up or you break something.
Yeah. Sign a waiver or something.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I think of some of those things at times, and then I go, well, why wouldn't I be able to do that still?
I know.
I think I could still do it if I was, because I'm pretty flexible.
Well,
but,
you are.
You know, if I, you know, if I lost these last 71 vanity pounds, mm-hmm. I could probably do it.
You still think you could do a pop-up slide?
Oh, yeah.
No, you could not.
Right now? Today, I could walk outside to a baseball field right now and do a pop-up
shut
slide.
Shut your face.
I
you
could.
Think you could be running full speed
That's
to second base and just slide into your foot and pop right back up
yeah.
and nothing hurt?
But I didn't say that. Hurt. I didn't say that.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
I might, you know, because I got a bad back anyway.
Yeah, you'd be a mess.
I don't think I'd be a mess, but I mean, it would, I'd probably, it would probably cause me to hitch a little bit, you know, but I could do it.
Maybe we should try that.
No, I couldn't do it as fast as I used to be able to run.
I'd be nervous
but I could
that.
Still do it.
Ooh. Mm-mm. Nope. I fully admit that I can't do some things I used to do.
Well, I do too, but that's not one of them. I think I could still do that.
I don't know.
I may have to go
I'm not
try
feeling
it.
Good about that. No, and do not go try that alone.
Well, you can bet I wouldn't go try it alone.
Mm-mm.
I'd be, you know, with somebody trying to make some money off of it or something.
Ooh.
Like I'd be betting.
Oh, gosh. I don't like that.
Hmm.
Well, just happens. Things happen when you get older. You think you can do and you can't do it.
Which, speaking of betting.
It's not fun.
Little friend Jenny yesterday was arguing with me that she thinks that the number one selling beer, that more people in America drink Michelob Ultra than any other beer. And I said, no, it's Modelo. Modelo is the number one selling beer.
Mm-hmm.
And she argued with me, we don't ever see Modelo. Nobody, you never see anybody drinking Modelo or whatever.
Which you don't around here.
Right, but I'm...
So I see where she thought that.
Yeah, I know, but here's the thing. You know, nationwide, the number one set, it used to be Bud Light, mm-hmm. and then the boycott of Bud Light happened,
yeah.
and it went, you know, way down.
Yeah.
So Modelo is now the number one set, took the place of Bud Light on number one sales. They're both Anheuser-Busch products. Modelo, Bud Light, and, you know, several others.
Yeah.
Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
They're all Anheuser-Busch.
Mm-hmm.
But then she said, I'll give you $100 if in the next week we see one person out that's drinking a Modelo. And then she goes, and it can't be you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't order it and then say I'm the one person.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't even in engaging in a bet. Because she just said, I'll give you $100.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't say I would have to give her $100 if we don't see anybody drinking
I don't
Modelo.
Ever see anybody drinking that.
Well, I love it.
Well, I
love Modelo.
I do too, but I don't see people drinking it.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't drink it much.
Mm-mm.
But.
No.
Oh, and then she also said, and it can't be at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, I get
but either
that.
Way, I'm not out anything, but you can bet I'm going to start looking for people who are drinking Bud Light. I mean, Modelo when we're out.
Okay.
Of course, we're only out with them on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if it counts all the other times that they're out, because they eat out and drink every night of the week. I wonder if that counts.
Maybe our neighbors will have one and we'll see them on their porch. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of adult things that we talk about when we're
it's
out
exciting.
Together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. There is a situation, and it was on this this Reddit thing. So not only will we get Jody's opinion on this situation, mm-hmm. what she thinks about it, we'll also explain to Jody what Reddit is and what these types of things.
I know what Reddit is.
Okay, thank Mama. You. All right, Mama. All right, so we'll do that next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, welcome back. This is going to be very, very fun, I think. But, or it could just be a thought-provoking discussion. Hmm. Nay, a thought-provoking debate. Are you ready, Jody?
Ready.
Okay, so on the Reddit, which the kids are all crazy about, this site called Reddit, there is a section in there when people write in and they tell a situation that they're going through and something that they've done, and then they want to ask all the other people who watch, read the Reddit and all of that stuff. They're asking if they're the bad person. Am I the bad guy? But they say a-hole.
Mm.
Am I the a-hole?
Okay.
And you know why they say that, Jody? Because it's edgy. Makes them seem like they're cool.
Because okay.
They're probably all nerds to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So they cuss and they're like, yeah, we're tough. We cuss.
Mm.
That or more and more people in U.S. America are finding themselves to be godless.
Okay.
I think that's also part of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Excuse me. I'm hiccuping.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So weird.
All right. So this fellow writes in there and he says, I could read you the whole thing, but it's too long and it doesn't need all of the details that were given in the story that I saw. He and his wife, they're a young couple. They lived together for 2 years. Then they got married, and they were married for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, she started acting weird to him and showing up at his, at his job, just unexpectedly, visiting him,
mm-hmm.
and things like that, acting like she was keeping tabs on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, one night, she goes off on him and accuses him of having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason she accused him of having an affair is because she has a psychic friend. A friend of hers is psychic, and the psychic told her that he was having an affair.
Are you serious?
And so they split up, and I think they were trying to work it out at first, or she was trying to work it out before they go on with their full divorce, because she wanted him back and all that. And then her parents paid for a private eye to follow him around for six months just to prove to her that he wasn't having an affair, because they believed him. Turns out he wasn't. He never was having an affair. The psychic just got it wrong or lied or whatever. And so now she's wanting to get back together with him, and he's saying, no, uh-huh. I'm not getting back together with you. I'm going forward with a divorce.
Okay.
Would you think he's doing the right thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's psychotic.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, that's crazy.
The psychic is a friend of hers that she's known for a long time. And he met the psychic friend at their wedding.
So maybe psychic friend has a crush on him.
Yeah, but he hadn't seen her since then. She lives in another town.
Okay, well, first of all, let's start with, if you're hiring a psychic to go do these things, you better get out your Bible.
To go do what things?
To go tell you what they think that your partner is doing?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no such thing as psychics. I mean, that's the one thing.
No.
So one of his deals was, I don't want to have kids with her and my kids be exposed to this kind of idiocy.
Agree.
Yeah.
Run for the hills, buddy. Run. Mm-hmm. That's not right.
We're not believers in psychics.
No.
We think they're con people.
Uh-huh.
Con artists.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's going to make a lot of our fans mad, Jody.
I'm sorry.
Because a lot of them believe in all that.
That's
stuff.
Fine.
A lot of people that like us believe in all that.
Okay, but do we all have to like the same things? No. I can like people listen, I have friends that we don't have the same beliefs, and I like them.
Yeah.
So we don't need to be starting all that.
No, I'm not saying we shouldn't say what we're saying. I'm just saying that I know that they're going to be mad.
Why would they be mad? That.
Because people do believe in all these sites, and they align their daily lives around what a psychic tells them.
And that's fine. That's them.
It's not fine, though.
We don't believe in that. And
yeah,
we don't do that.
It's not fine.
It's okay. We all have different beliefs.
You're hurting yourself
doing that. Well, yeah, whatever. But anyway,
in astrology and all of that stuff.
I think that he made the right move to leave.
Well,
every time she starts to think something, or she thinks something, because listen, you can go down a really bad rabbit hole with thinking things and coming up with things in your head. And then she's going to go to her friend that's a psychic and ask these things that come up in her head. And then I just don't see any end to this.
Well, let's say you and I, you know, Jody and I were engaged not for very long. We only dated for a year and we were married. Mm-hmm. So that includes the
engagement,
what they call the courtship,
mm-hmm.
and the engagement, mm-hmm. was all in a year.
Yeah.
And then we were married.
Mm-hmm.
But even in that 1 year, they had 2 years of living together. He had to have known that she believed in psychics.
Yeah.
And she's had to have talked about this psychic friend of hers,
sure.
a close friend who's a psychic. And she says this and this and this. Do you think if, I would have found out during that, courtship of ours that you really believed in psychics and would seek the guidance of people calling themselves psychics, do you think I would have wanted to marry you?
No, but I have to say, along those lines, you were superstitious when we met.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah. But, you know, I grew out of that pretty fast. And that just comes from being... You know, being an athlete growing up.
He would think you don't put your hat on the bed.
Yeah, you don't put your hat on the bed, open an umbrella in the house. But that comes from, you know, playing sports and stuff. You know,
yeah.
You got to have don't shave on ball game
sure.
days and that sort of thing.
Sure.
But I would never have called a psychic hotline, which were big back then,
You do that a little bit now, because the year that LSU won, you wore your same T-shirt every single Saturday. He thought that that was why they were winning.
No, I just thought it was fun. I had fun with that with our son. Would the luck have run out the next year when they lost the first game?
That's when you decided to switch shirts.
Yeah, I'm
that
not,
shirt was only good for 1 year, right, one
it,
season.
It expired.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But going to a psychic and calling psychic hotlines and things like that.
I don't really want to know. I don't really want to know things, to be honest. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't.
You mean in general, like you're just anti-knowledge?
No. I mean about what's going to happen to me.
And you don't want to know the future?
No.
Hmm.
Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, you're not going to know that from a psychic or somebody calling themselves a psychic anyway.
No.
What about voodoo? You believe in that? Like, we're from Louisiana,
do you
believe in that?
Come to me with that? No. No.
You don't believe in the black magic of voodoo in New Orleans?
No, but people who do, good for you. I don't.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't even need to ask me that.
You don't believe in the tarot cards.
Oh, my. No.
And the reading of palms and things like that.
No.
Let me see your love line.
But people do, and that's
fine.
Give
me your love line.
No.
I bet it's short.
Maybe.
You have a short love line in your palm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know palm prints are the same as fingerprints as far as being unique to you?
Yeah.
Nobody else has the same palm print that you have?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. A psychic told me that.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Look, if you follow psychics and astrology and you're checking your astrological sign every day, your horoscope.
That's fine.
Then, yeah, just.
I've looked at my horoscope. Don't think that I have.
Yeah, but you don't believe it, do you?
Mm-mm.
It's the same thing as believing in psychic things.
No. I do like, though, when people know, like, they'll say, you must be an Aries.
Yeah.
And I am. And then and then they tell me why. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The devil's getting in it.
Devil's not you're over here in this body.
You're out there doing horoscopes and
I'm not doing horoscopes. All that.
You're doing psychic stuff, the witchcraft. The devil's going to get you.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well.
The devil is going to get you.
I'll work on that.
Well, don't you be in trying to influence our little children with all of that horoscopes and stuff.
No worries.
Our babies.
Uh-huh.
Our tiny babies. All right, but anyway, if you do believe in all of that, you know, no offense.
No.
It's just our religious ways.
That's all.
And
you do you.
We didn't say you were stupid, did we? Did we say people are stupid? Did I?
I don't know.
I don't think I did.
I don't think you did, but if he did, he didn't mean it.
Well, don't speak for me.
He didn't mean it.
Don't.
Okay. Well, if he said it, then I guess he meant it.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it, but it would take some thought to decide, you know, how I would present that.
Yeah.
Okay. So hang on. We got more coming up.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, a lot of big stuff going on and you know, we would really appreciate it if you would go and become a member of ACE TJ Prime, ACE TJ Prime Plus. You get all kinds of opportunities to win rewards. And if you're a member of the Prime Plus for that small, small monthly love offering that you would be giving, you get commercial-free versions of all of the ACE and TJ projects and podcasts, and my political podcast is on there. Some other features like taking a walk down memory lane with the ACE and TJ show. really old clips from what the kids call yesteryear.
Mm-hmm. Was your voice squeakier?
Yeah, people
back then?
Say, well, and my accent was different.
Really?
It was a lot stronger in a lot of clips. So
wow.
I didn't sound quite as sophisticated as I do now.
Touché.
You know, that was before I became a member of Intelligentsia.
Okay.
So you can do that at in any of our apps, I mean, any of our social medias, and, or on the ACE and TJ Family app, or on our website. It's all there. Please. So Mother's Day is Sunday, and Jody's getting a big fun Mother's Day.
I am.
But before you go off on this, just what her idea was. It was her idea for this.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to tell everybody what your idea for Mother's Day is?
Do you want me to say that I asked our son?
Just whatever happened. I mean, how did it come about?
Yeah. Like we were talking to our son loves baseball and I love baseball. And so I said, well, maybe we should go to a game near here. And so we looked and they had a game. And so we're going for Mother's Day afternoon to watch a baseball game. But I love that.
Yeah, we watch the we go from time to time with our little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael to Kannapolis, North Carolina, which is about 40 minutes from here, and they have a great minor league baseball program there. They're called the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
Mm-hmm. Awesome and, field, awesome little town.
It's fun,
and I love a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I like baseball.
And so that's going to be
outside.
A good Mother's Day.
Actually, it's going to be a great Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our daughter, as our country family says, she lives in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. Nashville, and she won't be here. And
no.
just you know, trying to get our son out for the day to do something with us. I mean, that's probably going to be the best Mother's Day part for you, isn't it?
Yes, 100%.
The fact that he'll be with you out in the public
for that many hours. Oh, I'm so excited. That's a gift in itself.
Yeah.
I know.
That's really
cool. I'm excited.
I know you're going to have the energy for it because Jody is on this new stuff that she's found.
Yes, I have.
Well, it's not new. It's been out for a while, but she just got in on it. The bee pollen. Mm-hmm. Putting it all in things and getting all kinds of energy, and she's bulletproof now from any sicknesses and all that.
Well, we're going to see. I mean, we just started today. I know you dabbed up in it, so you must be thinking something's good on it.
You know, back when I was into diet, nutrition, and all that stuff, I used to take bee pollen supplements in capsules.
Sure.
But I didn't know.
This is different.
What it did.
This is freeze-dried actual bee pollen.
Well, that's what mine was.
And it's not in a tablet.
No.
And I, to be honest with you, I want to get off of my allergy medicine because I don't know if it keeps me up at night. I don't know. I just want to be off of it because I feel like I have to take it all the time. Well, and somebody suggested to me to take this. So I don't know if it'll work, but we're going to find out. But there's lots of other things that supposedly bee pollen does. Mm-hmm. So it's worth trying. I'm doing a fourth of a teaspoon every day. Just started today. So we'll see what happens.
Every day started today.
Starting today. Uh-huh. So we'll see. I don't know.
So you're not going to be taking your allergy medicine anymore as of today?
Yep.
Okay. Jody's very sensitive to medicines.
I am.
And what do you think the problem is with the allergy medicine? Is it Allegra you take? Or
It's the Costco brand comparable to Zyrtec.
Zyrtec, okay.
But I used to take it in the morning, and then I felt like it was making me tired. And then so then I started taking it at night. Several years ago, and now I'm tossing and turning at night. It could have nothing to do with my Zyrtec. It could be my hormones, which bee pollen helps with that too. So
helps do what with your hormones?
Level them out.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I don't have those.
Yeah.
Only women have hormones.
So we'll see. You have hormones.
How will you know?
I don't know how I feel.
Like, how will you know whether it's working or not?
Well, I'll just.
What if you start sneezing and.
Well, then I'll know it's not working.
Because I use the Costco version of the nasal spray. What's it called? Flonase. Mm-hmm. I use the Costco brand of Flonase.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see.
But I do it in the mornings.
Yeah. Well, then you're just going to be double protected, I guess.
Oh,
are you digging?
Bee pollen?
Yeah, are you planning to do that every day too?
Probably not.
Okay.
Because you said it was expensive.
It's not that expensive.
But I don't want you to go in there one morning and look and see that there's only a little bit left and start yelling, oh my God, you have really been into this bee pollen, haven't you?
It's not like chips. I'm not kidding, y'all. I can buy a bag of chips on a Monday. And by Wednesday afternoon, it's almost gone.
I don't eat chips.
Somebody does. And it's not me.
It's just that Jody will go buy something that she may like.
No.
And then, listen, you may like those veggie straw things. You'll eat those every now and then. Mm-hmm. But you bring them in the house.
On a Monday.
It doesn't matter. You bring them in the house. No, it's not like that. She'll bring them in the house one Monday. And then in 3 Mondays, she'll decide, you know what? I want to eat some of those veggie straws. Well, then there's been a hole knocked in them. I mean, after 2 weeks. Starts griping, man, y'all have gone through these
things. It's not 2 weeks, y'all. It's 2 days.
No, it's not. There's no way. No way. Because I keep an eye on all that.
Him and the boy graze like nobody's business. And they don't even realize how fast they eat through things in just a matter of days.
I think you need to start doing like you used to with your sister when y'all were growing up.
Hide my food?
You, no, hide it. Just come in and put a label on it. and then put, I don't care if I leave it unopened for a month. Nobody else touch it.
Oh, gosh.
We should. We should really try that.
Nobody touched this for a month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, nobody touch it, even if it's been a month.
Okay. Like,
and then you'll end up throwing all of it out because it expires before you'll eat it.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That just sounds like, you know, something that a person that just loves to gripe is doing, just griping all the time.
No, and I know there's some moms out there that go shopping, and then they bring home, first of all, it's a pain. You got to go figure out what you need. Then you go. Then you come home. Then you unload it and you put it up. And then you go in there 2 days later to get a little bite of something that you know you bought at the store. And guess what? It's eaten. Eaten in 2 days.
She's not even close to telling the truth.
So close to telling the truth.
Yeah, that is such an exaggeration.
Okay. Just I guarantee really, there's some women out there that know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they probably are the same way.
Uh-huh.
They're
smart.
Speaking in smart. Hyperbole.
Smart women.
And being dramatic. But I'm serious. Right. Do that. Start putting your name, as soon as you come in from the store, put your name on it. And then boy will respect that. You know I will.
You know what I am going to do? I'm going to start on a couple of things. I'm going to write the date I brought it into the house. That's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to take pictures and prove to everyone.
Well, it's easier if you just make rules as to what you think we should eat and what
it's
we shouldn't.
That's not what I'm trying to do.
That's all you need to do.
I'm not trying to do that.
I brought this in here, but I don't want y'all to eat it.
That's not what I'm trying to do. I don't mind you eating it, but don't eat it like it's never going to be bought again.
Okay, well then make a sheet and put how many of each thing we can have.
Can you make it last a week? All I'm saying is make it last until I get to the store next week.
If you can just make a chart and we'll follow it and say, boy, you're allowed to have 3 veggie straws a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then husband, you're not allowed anything.
All I'm saying is make it last 1 week. A Monday to a Monday. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
She's not telling the truth. I mean, I know I pick around and joke and all that, but this is not true. She's exaggerating, and it's like,
I'm not exaggerating.
It's like she could eat a whole package of cookies over time. And then somebody else come along and eat the last one. And that one one could be the only one that somebody else ate. And
it's
then
not
she
true.
Goes back in and she goes, who ate all the cookies?
That's another thing that they do. They'll eat, let's say there's a box of vanilla wafers. And I'll go in there and they literally leave one vanilla wafer in that big box.
I don't.
Somebody does.
Well. And we know it's not you, Miss Perfect, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Jody's got to go to the grocery store.
No.
Today,
I'm not going today.
Oh, I thought you said you were.
I'll go tomorrow.
All right. Well, fill out your chart when you get back and itemize everything that we can and can't eat.
I am going to put the date that I bought it.
Okay.
And I'm going to take a picture.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that's it for today. No blowing kisses or any of that.
No.
To the camera.
Nope.
I gotta go. I got stuff.
You gotta go eat some chips.
I got stuff to not eat.
He's gotta go hurry up and eat chips.
Oh no! The only thing I'm gonna eat from now on is stuff that I stop at the store and buy, and then I'm gonna put mine and boy's name on it.
Chips.
I don't eat chips.
Peanuts.
Peanuts. Yeah, I'll eat peanuts.
Half of them are on the floor.
How often do you eat peanuts?
Never.
Never. So why do you care?
Oh, I don't care.
How long it lasts.
I don't care.
Obviously, you do.
Don't care about peanuts.
That's why you can't sleep at night, because you're too busy worrying about if somebody ate, you know, 2 wavy Lays at a time.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Love you, bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.